river will run, run, run red with the blood of war, the blood of war.
Quit touching me!
You have destroyed the most sacred site in the Holy Land!
It is good to be the king.
It is good
recording
to fight and earn your right to rule.
Fun fucking recording.
That's good, it's good.
It's really good. Let me guess, absolute?
Hey?
Is it just absolute?
Yeah, it's absolute with cordial. Surprisingly good.
I'll have one of those, thank you. But not really. Not
yeah, that's right.
So, it's been a while since we've done this thing.
Yeah, we took a break. What was it, like two or three weeks or something?
I'd say it's just a holiday break that we
took.
Yeah. Saying that, yeah, we've spent time with family.
Yep.
Not really, but yeah.
We were at home with family, but we didn't hang out with family.
No. I actually had to drive down somewhere to hang out with family, and I actually went home, like, only after dealing with them for 3 hours or so.
Yeah.
To a very empty house.
So, what's the date? It's like January now.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year's and all that sort of shit.
A week or two ago, we went and saw Hobbit.
Well,
that's something to talk about.
You went and saw The Hobbit as well.
I saw it like a week after you or something.
Yeah. I was a bad person.
We'll get into that afterwards.
Communication breakdown is what I'm saying.
Yeah. We'll go through the topics. What else have we done?
Well, I've watched Community. I've barely played any games.
Yeah. I played Cut the Rope on the phone. It's an easy 200G. Mm. That's a good one.
Yeah, Windows phones. Yay.
I think I remember Lucas playing that game ages ago.
Yeah, it was like a Apple app like a year or two ago.
Yeah, it was an old one.
Yeah, it came out ages back. Yeah. It was like around the same time as Angry Birds.
Yeah, well, you don't even have to finish the game to get the 200G.
Wow.
Like you just have to finish 3 chapters or something and then go through and like pop bubbles 50 times or something like that. Or cut 2,000 ropes.
Trust Julian to be the guy that's talking about the achievements.
What else happened? Crimson DLC pack came out. I'm not sure what levels...
I haven't been really into the DLC. Yeah. Like Halo.
That's what I was about to say. I don't have no idea which levels they are. That's how ununique I think they might be.
No, like, now I just realize what's my main multiplayer game right now. I went to EB Games the other, like, during a week before fucking the Christmas week, and I think I picked up a bunch of games, and one of them was Transformers Fall of Cybertron.
I just drank in the mic.
I'm forcing myself not to touch anything over there.
Yeah.
You've got, like, 2 lighters and a case Eclipse 10, so I'm like really struggling.
The silver lighter doesn't work. I think it's out of gas.
Yeah.
But
Fall of Cybertron. Haven't even finished the main, like the single player story.
Is it kiddish or is it an adult version?
Yeah.
You say it's Transformers?
It's Transformers.
Is it like the dark sort of ones or is it like a happy kids sort of game?
It's Cybertron dying, so it's like an adultish sort of story. But you know, it's always been that sort of idea that they're actually hobos that are, like, on Earth because their planet's dead.
Yeah.
My planet's dead!
I was in the war, didn't you know?
But the multiplayer's great.
Yeah.
I'm actually good at it. I actually have a good KDR on it. That's something. When Chris
probably
actually...
Probably like kids playing all the time.
No. I actually had a situation where I had a... 2-on-1 match. My fantasy. But, I was, like, versing them, and they were, like, both scientists, which are the flying class, like, when you transform your vehicle as a jet.
Yeah.
And I was just playing as the freaking Titan, which turns into a tank. And I was just, like, biding my time, waiting until they, like, got close to me.
Is anyone biding their time back there?
Like, I was just waiting for them to, like, transform back into, like, regular... Transformers, like, not their vehicle forms, and just like using my ability, which I just swing around a freaking huge sword and it pretty much can kill anything. So I kept on doing that and just like waiting until it charged back up. And I, like, had a 4-kill gap on them by the end of the match. And, like, with 1 minute left, I just hid in an area that they wouldn't find me.
Yeah. I pretty much always have a pretty good gap with that. Like, if I'm playing free... This is why I like free-for-all over team. Because, like, even you're playing free-for-all, if you come second and you still got, like, a 6-point gap on everyone else apart from the person that won, I like that. Because generally... I've always got more kills than deaths, which is good.
Mm. I like team matches because at least you can rely on somebody. In free-for-all, it's always there's a guy that can be behind you.
Mm.
I don't like that thing, and that's why I kind of like the Transformers games, because, well, this multiplayer one, because it does have, like, Autobots versus Decepticons. There's no free-for-all ever.
Yeah. That's cool. It's just sometimes... You're, like, doing really well. You get, like, you kill, like, 19 people, and at the end of the game,
you still lose. Lost. Because the other team actually were killing everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thing that I like about this one as well, there's no kill streak, like, perks. Mm. I don't get what's with rewarding people from killing other people in games. Just go, yeah, you got these kills. It doesn't fucking affect you, though. Like, in Call of Duty, it's the rich get richer sort of thing.
Yeah.
And even in Halo, like, it, they try to use it in a nice way, but it's still stupid.
Because
people can get on, like, some serious fucking kill streaks with, like, the scatter shot or something like that, which I fucking hate that scatter shot. You remember which one's
this? Yeah. Yep.
I just don't like how it rebounds the fucking shots off walls and that.
Hmm. Yeah,
Julian doesn't
Andrew got his internet connected now, and I just went in for the Steam New Year's sale and stuff, and I purchased Bioshock. I told you this at the pub, but
Bioshock 2 on the PC. I purchased Bioshock
2 for $4 or something.
Yeah, it was pretty
cheap. Yeah, I played through it. I could see why it probably wasn't as popular as the first one, because it was kind of...
Multiplayer was pretty fucking terrible on that
It was
thing.
Pretty much a, yeah, a control... C control V game. it was kind of fun. I had fun.
I still don't like how the drill worked, was my problem. Because, like, the fuel would drain really quick, regardless of, like, your upgrades onto the drill or using, like, the tonics to actually keep it stable. And then it just became, like, this shitty fucking melee hit sort of attack.
Yeah.
And the drill dash actually used a shit ton of fuel that... yeah. Not a fan of how that drill worked. Always use the spear gun instead.
I liked the trap rivets.
Because
you'd just set them up while the sister was harvesting.
Yeah. That's one achievement that I still don't have. No harm comes to the sister. Oh, no. What is... No, she doesn't stop harvesting.
She doesn't get hurt or something during the harvest.
I think it's like she doesn't get hurt or stopped from harvesting.
Yeah, I got
like
some
they won't hurt that. Her, but they can grab her and that screws you over.
Yeah.
You can do it on the first one. I just didn't, like, you were kind of better off having a lot of the other stuff as well. I think I nearly got it once, but then, like, I misread it.
Yeah.
Because I thought, like, you didn't have to get injured as well, but you're fine to get harmed, I think.
There's two things. Oh, no, one thing I don't like and one thing that was very similar to the first one. And actually, the first thing I don't know if I don't like it, I'll have to go through it with you. First thing, it's so much like the first game that I finished the game with all the little sisters and not all the upgrades for the guns. Mm. I did the exact same thing in the first one, and then I had to go back. And this brings me to the thing I said first. I can't figure out how to go back. I can't go back.
Not a new game. Actually, no, it's worse with Bioshock 2. It's way more linear.
At least in the first one, I could go back to all the areas, get all the diaries, get all the stuff.
Yeah, you have to start a brand new game with Bioshock 2.
Although I did get brass balls.
They do have, like, brass balls, you just don't go into a Vita chamber.
Yeah.
That's actually...
But I also got it while playing on the hard difficulty.
I got it on the easiest.
Yeah.
Because...
But the problem is, the first one, those are the last two achievements I have.
I still don't have brass balls.
Yeah, I have to go back and play it.
Yeah, I think we both have, like, talked about this.
Yeah.
We should... You know what we should do? We should, like, make a promise to ourselves. We should get the Brass Balls achievement. So that we can just talk about how hard the Brass Balls achievement was.
How hard our Brass Balls are. Now, I would. I'd totally make a video for that. Like,
sort of challenge thing?
Yeah, but I don't have the game. I borrowed it from Andrew, like, years and years ago. Mm. And he doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah, that thing's like $5 nowadays. Probably. $5.
Yeah.
Sucky.
$5?
I've said how, like, I heard an Asian man say $5.
Yeah, that was on the, after we did the Wii U thing.
Mm. I was meaning to bring that as well, because you've got to have a chance to play that a lot more.
Yeah, maybe.
I've brought it, like, I've bought some more, like, I bought one game extra for it now. So, there's, like, New Super Mario Bros. U.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a decent game. It's not great.
Man, it's like, sweaty as balls in here.
I prefer to, like, just play it on the actual Wii U tablet.
Yeah.
Which people are bitching about how, like, it's got small battery life, but you know how you're situated here with your power board right here.
Yeah.
You actually can, like, plug it directly into the charger. So you can just play it like that. And you'd be fine with that.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. I'll do that with my phone, but every now and then, certain angles you sit on, the cord unplugs. But that's only because that... See, I don't know about the Wii U remote, but that is a micro... No. Is it a micro or...
Micro USB. Yeah.
And after long, they get loose, those cords. Yeah. They're shit. But, they break.
This cable is really long anyways for the charge. Because you remember I was a retard, like, the first time I was playing with it? I had it plugged into the dock, and I was sitting the dock on my stomach while I was using the...
I don't know, I didn't even notice.
I was doing that, and, like, I had the pad sitting on the dock. I didn't notice there was actually a plug on the, like, top of it that you can actually just plug directly. Which I thought was a nice thing, you know, an actual other option. One where you're just, like, not even bothering to play it, and still sitting perfectly fine, and one when you're actually playing with it.
Yeah.
And its signal is pretty decent. Like, I had it sitting in my study area, and I was out in the living room playing on it. So, it's pretty decent with that sort of shit.
Yeah, yeah. What else?
I don't know. This is like, we're trying to, like, remember everything that we've done.
Well, we've done a fair bit, I mean...
We haven't been talking.
I mean, I haven't, like, seen a bunch of new things, but I've caught up on a bunch of old things, and, like, Batman there.
That movie was fucking...
We were at the pub doing the Bane voice while we were drunk.
Damn it, there's no fucking glasses in here.
Yeah, the only... Actually, you can do it with a glass with something in it, but it just doesn't work as well. But you can
do it.
There's
some aquatic voice in there.
Yeah.
The League of Shadows.
It just reminded me... I was watching Pop Asia this morning while I was eating my breakfast. And they had three dudes come out. One was dressed like Joker, one was dressed like Bane, and the other was dressed like Harvey Dent, well, Two-Face, whatever.
Yeah. Why are you watching Pop Asia?
Mum was watching it.
Why is your mother into K-pop?
It was the awards. Yeah. It was like, it was either...
Gangnam Style has done some bad things to this country.
Yeah, no. It was just all... It was just the award show, but it was like that, Weekend Sunrise, something about the real guys that stormed Normandy, and that's about it. And I think it was Looney Tunes. That was what was on. So Mum was watching.
So Looney Tunes would have been a good option. Or is it the new version?
It was the 3D one, I think.
That's bad.
And narwhals. I mix narwhals with Gangnam Style. Or Gangnam, however you want to say.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You came up with that idea, mixing them.
In the narwhals. I thought
it's a tooth. Hey, it's a tooth. Hey. You forgot that you need to switch it.
No, it's only got one bullet in it anyway, I think. It's not two. No, wait, three. I don't know. We're talking about a gun.
Gun.
I don't think we talk about this on the podcast. I got a bow. That's fine.
The Wang.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big bow.
I was just watching Lord of the Rings, and I was like, that's right. I always wanted a bow as a kid, and then I fucking bought a bow.
I felt like you were nearly going, also, this would be a good idea not if the Hobbit. Zombie apocalypse came.
No, that was part of it too. But I wasn't watching, I was watching The Hobbit. I was, number one was on the movie.
Fellowship.
Not on the movie, on the TV. Yeah.
But, so, there was like a point that like, I really, really, like, whenever somebody goes, yeah, a crossbow is a great item because, you know, you always can make more arrows than that. People forget what a crossbow is. It's a hyper fucking, like, severe tension and all that sort of stuff. Takes a bitch to wind up, and you kind of need things that are actually capable of surviving that sort of tension.
Yeah.
Like, it'll snap things that are inferior. At least with a compound bow like you've got.
That's not a compound, that's a... something
just
else.
Just a longbow.
What's it called? Yeah, they call it a longbow, but I think it's got a... recurve, maybe? No, yeah. It's not a recurve. It's just a standard.
Just a longbow. Yeah, let's just say a longbow.
Yeah.
At least with a longbow, you can fashion, like, decent sticks.
I just got an idea of, like, arrows dressing up. How do you like this?
That just makes me think of the Dean from Community.
Yeah. So you don't remember anything beyond deciding to dress up as Lady Gaga?
No, my favorite one is where he's like, I got some good news and some bad news. Not Freeze like said that. I didn't even think about this one. I've got to go to the bank today. Like, he's dressed half as a man and half as a woman.
Yeah.
He's just there like breaking down. I couldn't help but laugh at that.
Yeah.
The Dean is so great.
I like the episode where he goes completely crazy over the commercial. I always do that thing when no one gets the joke where you go, like, I can't do it because the mic's in my way. But yeah, you know what I mean? Where you bring it around the front and you do the thumbs up. Yeah. I do that all the time. No one gets it.
I will get it now.
Yeah.
I also like how so many times the term six seasons in a movie was repeated. Which makes me believe that's how long Community's going to go for now.
Six seasons in a movie.
Well, at the end of the season 3 finale, they actually had hashtag six movies in a season, six seasons in a movie. Yeah. I'm like, oh, please be that.
Yeah.
Well, it can't stretch out for too long. It's got to be pretty short.
The other night, me and Travis were really bored and couldn't figure it out. There's nothing on the catch up. Mm. Oh, actually, before I get into this, I was on catch up in PayPal and pay-per-view, and I watched Total Recall. So we'll just get into that after. But first, we'll get into this. We rented Children of the Corn because I had never seen it.
Neither have I, man.
Yeah, it's like three of them.
And yeah.
The first one, like straight away, Travis goes, "Is that the chick from Chuck?" I'm pretty sure the woman, in Children of the Corn. Is
like the
Chuck's mother. In Chuck.
I was gonna say, is one of the kids Yvonne? That would have been fucking creepy.
No, no.
Talking about like horror movies, you know that there's gonna be another Evil Dead movie?
No.
It's like a reboot.
Actually, that reminds me, you also watched a couple of other horrors that night as well.
Were they horror in the actual way they made you scare, or horror in horror?
Well, here's the thing, we watched three movies, sort of similar in class, only one was good. But it got the worst reviews out of all of them.
Which was?
Chernobyl Diaries. We watched Chernobyl Diaries.
So that would have been some sort of thing about mutant, like,
it was about just some tourists who go in with some guy, and apparently the night before, some mutants escaped from something. Anyway.
So that'd be like Doom, except better.
It was really cool. That was good. That got like three out of four stars on most ratings out of 10. Mm. And stuff, and then we watched The Pact and Apartment 143. The Pact is not a canned movie, it's a proper movie. And it got heaps of good, it got really good ratings. It was a pretty good movie.
Mm, it was a pretty good movie.
I don't think it was maybe as good as Chernobyl Diaries. Like, you jumped a fair bit, but nowhere near as much as Chernobyl. That made me jump, like, so much. And Apartment 143... garbage, and it got really good scores. Garbage. Yeah.
Well, my brother, like, he loves the Evil Dead movies.
Yeah.
So he, like, said to me, "Did you know that they're going to make another one?" And I'm like, "No." So I go onto IMDb. Internet Movie Database. IMDb. Yeah. I always say BD. I don't know why. But B BDS. Ah, that's why. I figured it out.
What's BDS?
BDSM.
BDSM.
But, anyways, I watched the trailer to it.
Is that a type of sex thing?
Yeah, it's bondage, domination, machine.
Okay,
yeah,
we don't have to get into it. All right. Submission. Evil Dead 3, yep.
No, oh, sorry. Like, wait, this is a reboot. This is a complete reboot.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because there's already an Evil Dead 3.
And I was watching it, and it's so shit looking. Because essentially, how the trailer is portraying everything is a serious Evil Dead. Mm. Like, serious. I'm like, this was actually a comedy.
Yeah.
This wasn't supposed to be creepy. It was supposed to be like, we're supposed to be scared, but everything's so out of place. Like, they had a shot of a chick that, like, had a fucking mouth cut up, like, Jerker style, and she was holding the knife. They also had the bit where, like, the chick's hand was, like, going all infected. Like, I'm like, so, essentially, somebody watched the first two Evil Deads, because there's the tree rape scene in there.
Yeah.
They managed to put the tree rape in there.
What would that be? Like,
that was the first movie.
No, but I mean, like, they have a term for people having sex with trees. Is there a term for trees having sex with people?
Mm.
It wasn't me, it was the tree. That's they're going to hold up in court.
I don't get it.
I honestly...
I'm
wrong moves.
I don't get this. Why remake a movie and be like, it's going to be a
because
serious dark version?
Because there's no more good ideas out there. And if there are, they're not being picked up because people who are in charge of this stuff think they know more about everyone else.
Hasn't been good for ages. The only good horror has been the stuff that's oddly
hilarious. I stopped watching horrors because this is what people used to say to me. You should watch The Grudge. It's scary. It was not scary. It was a little girl. Not scared of little girls.
To sound like every asshole that's going to say this, watch the original shit because the original shit actually understands horror. American horror is not good because we try to explain everything over the top.
That's why Chernobyl Diaries is good. There was no special effects in that movie.
Like, I was in Reddit's movie section where they're like explaining the difference between the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, like the Swedish one, and the American remake. And like a lot of
the American one with the British guy in it.
Sadly, though, the American one is better. And they explained it because their cinematographers actually did a lot of better cuts. Everything was shown in a better way.
Mm.
But I personally prefer, like, the chick that was actually in the Swedish one. She actually looks hot.
Yeah, like, me and Andrew...
You know, she was in Prometheus.
Who?
The chick in the original one.
Charlize Theron?
No, the chick that played the doctor that got pregnant and then...
Oh, okay.
I don't know she's actually Swedish.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was pretty sexy.
She's fucking hot.
She was one of those chicks where, like, when the movie starts, you're like, oh, she's not that great. And then when, like, you see her, like, half naked, you're like, oh, she's really good. I like that.
And they're also making a second Prometheus.
Yeah. No, I like horrors.
I want to kill myself.
I really liked,
horrors are okay, but...
I really liked, what's that movie with Ryan Reynolds? I know other people hated it, but Ryan Reynolds' acting in that movie was so fucking awesome. Like,
Ryan Reynolds in a horror movie. I have never heard of this. Yes, oh, Amityville Horror.
Yeah. Like, heaps of people I know don't like it, but...
I've watched it
If you watch the behind the scenes, like that scene where he's chopping the wood with the kid, he was legitimately scaring the kid. Like, he got super psycho in that scene.
That's because, like, a lot of people didn't think Ryan Reynolds could actually act serious.
No, I loved it.
But the thing is, Ryan Reynolds is a good actor. It's just he's better at the whole, I'm a douchebag.
Playing a gay lover of Patrick Warburton.
He was great in The Change-Up, though.
Yeah, that was a good movie. That's what you recommended that one. That was good.
I liked it. It was fucking disgusting at the start.
Where the shit in the mouth? Yeah. Gross.
I'm just like, okay, why are we looking at kids' genitals all of a sudden? And then it's like, oh, now shit into the mouth. That looks like Nutella, so I'm just going to keep telling myself that.
Yeah.
Oop, scratched the mic.
Was that a Judd Apatow movie?
No. I don't know.
No. I know, well, his wife's in it, that's all.
Mm.
Leslie Mann?
Yeah. That chick.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What?
I just realized, like, that's probably the only time I've ever seen her topless in a movie.
Yeah, I was like, that's good. That's good.
She's going to be in another movie soon, which is like a continuation of Knocked Up.
Yeah, I heard about that. I don't know where, though.
This is 40, I think, is what it's called.
Yeah, I've heard about
it. And it's got John Lithgow in it. I want it to be good.
I just think of Shrek now, whenever. Like, I don't even think about, like, everything else he's been in. I just think about Shrek.
Mm.
Not even Dexter.
I think Dexter or Third Rock from the Sun.
Mm. And, like, I know that, but it's not what I think of him. Like, I just think of, like, you know, what's that line from that movie? Never mind, keep going.
Lord Farquaad?
Yeah.
You know, it took me so long to, like, realize what the name was meant to Farquaad. Say. I was, like, 15. I'm like, my fucking God.
Lord Farquaad.
Like, oh. Yeah.
And these are kids' movies.
That's why Shrek 1 was great.
No, I liked Shrek 1.
No, I'm saying that's why Shrek 1 was great.
You know, it was
because
good.
It was actually intelligent.
Mm.
The second one was good. The third one got shit. The fourth one, why the fuck? Mm. It was like, there was only four. Then they made a Puss in Boots movie.
They made a Christmas one as well.
Yeah, and I think they're going to make a second Puss in Boots movie.
I'm empty. We should probably take a break. What are we up to?
We're up to the 26th mark on mine.
Right.
So that's more on yours.
Yeah, only back up to 6.
Troy and Abed shooting lava.
Evil I love Troy that. Troy and evil Abed. I like that episode, the multi-dimensions. That was awesome.
Oh, God. I fucking love that episode. Then I'm like, seeing parts where I'm like, I want this to be the real timeline.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I really...
It's a real bad one where, like, you know...
Chevy Chase's voice, character gets shot in the leg. I fucking love that one because they just went to a point where they're like, fuck it, let's just make one that is so messed up.
Yeah.
And then like,
but the thing is, they actually exist and stuff.
Yeah, in theory they do.
Well, who was saying that like there was a theory on the internet that everyone was actually in a mental hospital and like they haven't really met each other? Like, all the characters, they're not really in a community college. They're in a mental...
No, that was an episode.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It essentially did the Shutter Island thing.
I think someone was telling me this, and I was like, what are you talking about? I haven't seen that.
No, it's actually a full-on episode.
Yeah. Maybe it was Lawrence, because now he likes the show.
It's funny, because, like, they have, like, this whole vision of them actually being mental patients.
You just reference Shutter Island, but I haven't seen that either.
Oh, fuck's sakes. You told me stuff about Shutter Island.
No, I haven't. Andrew said he watched it, and he said it was predictable.
Hey, how about we go to a break?
Yeah. Vodka.
I didn't say anything.
Weebercast.com.
Where I don't post anything, neither does Julian.
I post some stuff. Actually, there's a blog section of it that that goes to Blogger. Like, everything I write on Blogger goes to the Weebercast.com blogs.
Really?
Well,
yeah, that's good for Batman.
YouTube, Weebercast on that. Twitter, @ Weebercast.
Well, which really, we don't post anything.
Get really inventive with these names. And there's something else. Okay, check out... YouTube Wobble Scoff. There's a new video.
I love Age of Kings. The Age of Kings.
It's an Age of Kings.
The river will run red.
Yeah.
Epic
podcast. Chris versus Jules.
Wicked.
Me and Trace were watching all those yesterday. We had to pause one video because it was so fucking funny. The bit where Clint Eastwood says to Bruce Lee, "Even I squint better than you." Like, we did not stop fucking laughing at that.
See, I believe Clint Eastwood would say that in real life is the thing.
Yeah, well, he argues with chairs.
Where is he?
Yeah.
You know, I really did like Clint Eastwood until that. Like, he's a great actor.
Where is it?
You
remind me of
Batman.
Yeah, when you did that. Where is it? Where is it?
I accidentally like mixed like two jokes, like two things. Like, there's that like comic sort of thing where like Batman was hiding behind a chair, like when Clint Eastwood was giving that speech.
Yeah.
So I accidentally then just like said how Clint Eastwood apparently has Batman voice.
Yeah. Where is it? Halfway through that movie,
you got tired of it.
No, Andrew's son goes, why is Batman talking like a retard? Like, this is like a fucking 8-year-old or something.
I really didn't like it that much. Like, people want to say it's a good movie, but it isn't.
I kind of liked it. It's just a bit too long.
Yeah. Then again, everybody's been saying how The Avengers is an overrated movie.
I think it was.
It was really hyped.
I enjoyed it, but it felt like the first Iron Man movie... the first Batman movie, and hold on. First Iron Man movie, the first Batman movie, where probably 80% of the movie is him preparing, and then 20 minutes of fighting.
Prepared, this lesson must be feared.
I don't like that. Like, I mean, seriously, they're gearing up to this massive thing, and then the Hulk just punches one in the face, and it's over. You know what I mean? There's too much of storytelling and not enough cool, awesome action shit happening.
I don't know. Personally, I liked the idea of, like, it all being, like, a build-up to this thing. It's not a full-on invasion until, like, at a certain point. They only have one person that's supposed to be the... messenger, I suppose is the correct word there. But, like... I didn't hate it that much. It's just, how else are you going to entire movie
The Avengers was a good movie, but I don't think it deserved to be called, like, you know, best movie of the year and all that.
It was a really good one.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Like, a lot of nerds are just going to be like, but it was an unfilmable movie, don't you understand? They filmed the unfilmable.
Yeah, they did a good job. That's what
they said about Life of Pi, but yeah, look at that.
They did a good job of putting all those personalities, but they didn't bring it to the brink of anything. Like, Batman... Say what you want about it. They brought it to the brink of Gotham being destroyed.
Again, there's like a thing where like old Mitch that we used to talk to.
Yeah, yeah.
He actually said something about Avatar once. Like pretty much after we finished watching it. It would have been great if they just cut off, like just said to be continued as soon as that tree fell. It would have been great if they made Batman the Dark Knight into two movies, I felt. Mm. Where one is where it just falls into complete darkness, and then the next one, that's when it actually all comes.
Yeah, there's certainly something about bringing something to the brink and then coming back from it.
You look at the symbolism in like the cover. The first one, it was day descending.
It was who?
It was day descending.
Oh, okay, yep.
The second cover was pure darkness, like... at night. No shot was actually during the day. And then this is supposed to be more dawn breaking.
Yeah. There's actually a really odd scene in that where it becomes nighttime like in 2 minutes.
Mm. How great is it?
Hobbit did the exact same thing.
How great is it that there's that one scene where this entire thing lights up and there's the bat symbol.
And it's really shittily drawn.
No, how about the fact that like he had that much time to go onto a brick. Like, a bridge's fucking structure, and cover it with gasoline. Yeah,
I just made fun of that bit, like, because the pitch is really bad. It's, like, a lot of even and shit. I'm just like, man, that Batman is a bad drawer.
Man, you really can't...
I wasn't even using a cup. That was
oh, man, cool. You really can't draw a bat. I don't know.
Yeah.
Terrible Dracula. Yeah, no,
Hobbit did the same thing with the time. Like, when the pale orc shows up, it's like... afternoon, and then when they get to the end of the hill chasing them, it's like nighttime. Like, it just changes so quickly.
Oh, God, the pale orc. I didn't actually ask anybody, but worst didn't you think that ever. his fake thing, was a bit too unbelievable?
I felt the pale orc was unbelievable. He looked out of place. He didn't look like he had... I don't know. He looked really out of place. He looked shit compared to the rest of the movie. Mm.
Fuck, I haven't still found out who plays the fat guy.
Which fat guy?
The one that's like The one that they find in the king, you know, the king of those. They were orcs, or were they goblins?
Oh yeah, no, they were.
They were goblins, weren't they?
They were goblins. Yeah. Yeah.
You can't like say orcs because there actually are goblins, which they're fucking slightly different.
Yeah, no, he wasn't an orc. Orcs are elves.
Mm.
I don't think goblins are they?
I don't know, but his voice, I know I've heard it somewhere.
Hmm.
I just can't remember.
Well, without a doubt, his face... It'd
be amazing if it was Steve Fry or someone.
Whoever it is, his face is probably slightly modelled off the real person. Because they usually... I don't know.
That's why I'm thinking Stephen Fry, because he does have, like, a bit of a lazy eye like the king did.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, like, 20 chins, though. Steve Fry's actually pretty fucking...
Yeah, no, he was in,
He's fucking beautiful.
What was he in? The other day I was watching something, and he was in it.
I don't know, Steve Fry's
Blackadder?
Yeah, Blackadder.
Yeah.
He's... Him and Hugh Laurie are both in there.
How... Like, Rowan Atkinson... Is that how you say his name?
Rowan Atkinson? Yeah.
He looks exactly the fucking same. Since... Not Blackadder. Since Mr. Bean. Like, in Blackadder, he looks young. And then Mr. Bean comes around. And since Mr. Bean, he looks exactly the same. Watch Scooby 1. Looks exactly the fucking same. You know,
it's kind of creepy how, like... Well, it's kind of crazy, actually. Not creepy. How his... his comedy act once was.
Yeah.
He could just grab a book and read names, and people would laugh.
You know, he's...
Because of his accent, I'm like...
He's certainly got something interesting about him. Like, you watch Mr. Bean, without saying any words, he can make you already understand what he's thinking, you know? Like, when he looks at something on the screen, you know, oh, shit, he's gonna grab that and wreck everything.
Yeah, he actually has really great facial expressions.
Great body language and stuff, yeah.
Really, that's a sign of good comedy. In the age of sound, he can really just manage something without really doing anything. He's Charlie Chaplin.
Was that... Those old episodes of Mr. Bean, are they before Diana, like, died?
I don't know. When did she die?
Like, somewhere around the year, like, around the time I was born, I'm guessing. Yeah. Like, 90s. Right? I can't remember.
I thought he was like mid-90s, those shows.
Mr. Bean?
I have no clue, though.
Maybe.
All I know is that we gotta, like, fucking find out who wants to watch movies next time I go to see stuff in cinemas.
Yeah, I'm always up for it. You just gotta tell me.
I told you, we just had a communication breakdown. Yeah,
well, I don't like to jump in the shower, like, until you tell me you're all, like...
I thought I told you, like, no, I was... Yeah, I was supposed to actually tell you when I picked up sleep, wasn't I?
Because when it's hot, and, like, I have to sit in the car, I like to be, like, have a shower at the last minute, that way I'm, like, really fresh, you know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I didn't know you were coming out yet.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was funny because, like, I thought I told, like, Stella and Fleep, the other people that I took, that I was, like, pretty much going to have a full car. And then she's, like... heard me say, like, I'm picking up Julian and Lucas as well, and she's like, what? So I'm fucking stuck in the back seat. I'm like, you don't have to be, you can sit in the front seat, because she thought it was just going to be three people going up to Toowoomba.
Yeah,
but I actually intended for a lot of people to go up, and I only got three other people to go.
It certainly would be awesome if we just caught buses to work, like a personal bus.
Yeah, that's like 20 too
people,
much, though.
Like, 20 people, like, watching. But there's no way any... We don't have enough enthusiasts here for movies. Yeah. Everyone's, a critic.
Talking about people that go see movies. Before we actually went to see it, I saw Matthew Elks with Hayden Mascardi and Ryan Drake. Now, Ryan Drake is Mitch's younger brother.
Yeah, I know that. Who was... Mitch Drake, the guy who started the other podcast.
So I thought, oh yeah, okay, cool. So then I've gone seen The Hobbit. I get out, finish taking a piss in the toilet, walk out, like, dry my hands off, and I hear somebody say, Chris! I look around, it's fucking Mitch. He just watched the same fucking viewing of The Hobbit with me. I'm like, how the fuck does that happen?
Yeah.
Like, what? I nearly even wanted to say, why did you just watch it?
I'm surprised he called out to you.
it was actually surprising that after like 10 seconds of like looking at him, I realized who he was.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Like, I have to like go, okay, facial features.
Some people don't change, but then like some people drastically change.
Well, he even has like a weird little goatee. Like, I mean, I could have this facial hair, or I could have some different other combination of facial hair.
You look the same since everyone, grade 10.
Yeah, everyone would know who I am. Yeah. Even if I was fucking fresh face, like no facial hair, whatever.
Yeah.
People would still be able to recognize me. They'd go, wow, you look drastically different, but I'd easily be recognized. It's like when I have no hair on the top.
Sorry, I was just looking off.
To the distance.
I was doing dramatic pause. Something you wouldn't understand, so any actors know. no, but...
Julian was in a gay porn, so he thinks he's an actor.
Actor. That's how it's pronounced, Chris. It's pronounced actor.
It was butt-tor.
Actor.
Butt-tor. Butt-tor, I just realized. Butt-tor. He's trying to sell cock here.
I just wanted to leave you hanging. Butt-tor, get it?
Butt-tor. Butt sex.
Taking a butt-tor. Or a tour.
Butt-tour. Buttress.
Blackadder. Blackadder.
Yeah, I haven't really watched much Blackadder. It's decent, but...
Yeah, no.
It takes a lot to, like, wait for it to actually be on TV.
You know, it's on a Comedy Channel. Like,
yeah,
Saturdays,
I'm just saying,
something.
I don't watch Comedy Channel that much.
Yeah.
I don't watch much TV. Like, the last week, I've been going to my computer and just watching Community straight off it. And that's the best way...
I used to do that all the time.
That's the best way to watch TV shows, I feel. Like, fucking companies really need to get their shit together.
They do.
And not just like go, oh, here's the stuff on iTunes. No, go, okay, you want to watch the DVD stuff? Like, you want to actually be able to hear the commentary? Here's a stream of that. Like, an actual, you can watch on, like, an official channel. If they had that sort of shit, I would pay for that.
I'm eating a banana. Sorry.
Because I hate buying stuff off iTunes where they don't have any of the commentary.
It's a bit soft, isn't it?
They don't have any of the special features. They just have the fucking episode and that's it.
Yeah, I've stopped using iTunes ever since, like, I got my new computer.
Because
if I download any, like, it's basically useless now because I can't put anything else on my iPod. I should probably buy some pieces for the computer and see if I can fix it up because, like... Yeah, I really need to put update my iPod, and there's no way I'm fucking rebuilding the library. No goddamn way.
I hate doing
that. Oh, guess what I bought? Jack was talking on the last podcast about these ice shot glasses, so I bought two racks of them. What they are is like you just pour water in them, and then they make an ice shot glass. How awesome is that? You take your shots and then you can throw the glass on the ground because it's ice. Stop eating the microphone. But yeah, I totally want to try them out like at a party. Just bring them out. And then we all take shots at a certain time of the night and we'll be like, another!
I'd just do that straight away.
I do that all the time.
I'd do that
another!
To you.
That's probably the best thing about Thor.
Another!
Yeah. I do it all the time.
I hate how people think that movie was shit.
No, it's good.
People are like, man, that Thor movie wasn't good. It's like, okay, you do a movie about a literal god and see how many movies can actually pull it off. Because no fucking Superman movie has really pulled it off.
Yeah.
They've always got to be like, well, it's this piece of shit rock that actually hurts them. No, Thor actually manages to have proper fucking opponents without a piece of shit rock.
What up? Wait, I'm just wondering. I think we may have spoken about this, but wasn't Krypton under a red sun anyway?
No.
Oh, well, because I know he doesn't have any powers under a red sun. But if Krypton was under a red sun, that means everyone would have been normal there.
They would have been normal, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They might have been under a normal sun, but I just remember hearing someone say...
I love how, the planet became poisonous or some shit, and that's why... Kryptonites, like, dangerous to them. It's like, so their home planet, which just got exploded and all that sort of shit, is the reason, like,
you just totally doing British there. Their planet, home planet, just exploded or something like that.
And, like, these rocks from it, like, the fragments from it, just stopped them from being powerful. I'm like, congratulations, people. That's a terrible fucking story.
Yeah, DC is generally pretty bad.
DC is boring. Their villains are the only thing interesting.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. I like their villains. I hate their heroes. Batman's pretty fucking boring, in my opinion.
Batman's probably the only DC one that's, like, interesting popular at all.
It's like how Spider-Man used to be the only one that people thought was good, because, like, it's the first one that actually had a decent movie.
Yeah.
And now look where that's going. A sequel to that terrible fucking story. And I'm just talking over all the doors shutting.
So it's like, that's such the perfect example of how stupid people fucking are. You can't tell them anything without them not realizing. Like, don't do this. And they just keep fucking doing it. What the fuck?
There was a lot of names.
I feel like I'm talking to a goddamn brick wall. Don't slam the fucking door. What do they do?
Well, don't you Jesus have your panties in a bunch?
They're so inconsiderate
out
there.
Your panties are in a bunch.
That's it.
Know.
You're going down, Chris. Ah, it came back at me. What? Whoop. Whoop, whoop. Oh, I lost the bullet time. It's just scared. I'm aiming down the sights.
Oh, okay. That doesn't really hurt.
No, it doesn't.
It's just an irritation. Like, you're like, oh god, I'm gonna get shot. Like, if I went to his bow and, like, drew the bow and, like, had
it. There's a paranoia because you know at some point you're gonna get hit in the eye, and that does fucking hurt.
Oh, yeah. That's
everyone's fear. There's, like, certain places you can't be hit in the face. Like, you put a box on your head at a party and everyone's like, oh, great time. As soon as someone hits the front of the box and it crushes your nose, you turn into a psych. You're like, oh, my fucking face.
Why are you wearing a box on your head?
It's fine. You wear it as a helmet. But you can't be hit in the nose.
Oh, wait. You did that once.
At no point. If someone, like, smacks you in the face, like, with anything, even a piece of foam, when it hits your nose, you go psycho.
I wonder if that's going to pick up on the mic how I moved it.
Probably.
Yeah. Keep it real, Holmes. Britta for the win. God.
She's, yeah, you've been
actually
Britted.
I love that
oh,
episode.
Oh, she Britted it.
She's talking about something, and Jeff says, you realize how, like, I used to think that you were smarter than me when we first met? It's, like, just so obvious. Like, Jeff is the only one that is grounded at all in that fucking group.
Bagels.
No, but you remember the first episode, the pilot. She seems so wise and so fucking smart.
I know that. I remember the pilot probably better than, like, all the rest of the show, because I started watching from episode 10 on, went back to episode 1 to see what happened. Did the same thing with Chuck. Mm. And for some reason, you'll remember the pilot better if you already know the characters.
Mm. Oh, no, I still remember the... All the characters are so odd out of place, actually, in the first episode.
Yeah. Like Abed, like, he gets a text message and he's all like, what is this? He's got social problems, but he's not shit with technology.
It's not just that. Like, he talks weird. Like, he absolutely understands, like, knows everything about Britta.
Hmm.
I don't know why he'd know that. He doesn't actually really care about other people that much. He wouldn't have stalked her that much.
Yeah.
Then Abed also...
Although he is pretty weird. He's probably making a movie about him.
Abed is just a bit out of place on the start. Jeff is... pretty much the same throughout the entire fucking show.
I love the New Year's one when they're watching the video of everyone and, like, Star Burns is like, does anyone even know any of these people? Because it's just like, you know, the group from Community, like, that's all that Abed interviewed.
Yeah.
Interviewed.
Yeah, and there's, like, all these people that we've never seen.
Yeah.
I love the episode with Fat Neil, like, where it's just solely about Fat Neil.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll find a fatter Neil.
And, like, Jeff gave him the name in the first place.
Then the paintball episodes.
Yeah. Second one, when Annie comes in, you know, with
the, running slow-mo.
With all the, yep, that's pretty good.
Mm.
Pretty.
Like I said, it's fucking shocking how, like, pretty instantly good. She gets hot in that one episode. Yeah,
she's been on Comedy Bang Bang a few times.
Oh, she's actually a comedian?
I don't know if she's an actual comedian, but Comedy Bang Bang, like, they're friends with, like, there's certain groups of people, like, he has, Alison Brie, and he also had, what's the other chick?
Jillian Jacobs?
Yeah,
or
her. She came on once. Like, people, like, there's a certain group of comedians that always appear on that show. Mm-hmm. Like, Nick Kroll, from The League. You know.
Yeah.
She's a cutie.
She actually is, like, probably the best actress. Like, she's probably the best character just full on.
I fucking love her.
Because, like, the amount of, like, over-exaggeration she has to do all the time is just... She does it so well. Like, she's there, like, going, well, maybe I shouldn't care about walking. And, like, she stands just perfectly still, like, blocks Jeff. Maybe I shouldn't care about standing, like, falls to the side. Maybe I shouldn't even care about saying proper words.
What'd she say about the train? She says something about the train, like, stopping or something. Then she goes, she makes some, like, toot toot thing. I can't remember the... I can't remember the quote. I remember it was really funny.
And the Glee episode. She's great in that episode.
I don't know if I've seen that. The only thing I've seen that involving Glee in that show is where...
they're saying how the Glee
team died
in the bus crash.
No, where they're playing paintball and he shoots the Glee team out of the tree. And he's like, sing some original songs!
Yeah, and they're just like, hit me with your best shot. And she gets up, sing something original!
Yeah.
No, she's like, oh, come on!
Yeah.
And she gets shot. Yeah, but there's an episode where, like, it's the third season's Christmas special.
Is that the claymation? Or is that season two?
That's season two.
Well, I haven't seen that then.
It's like, Abed wants it to be a brighter Christmas because second season was fucking sad as hell.
Yeah, super depressing.
That was a super depressing episode. I'm just there, like, when he's like, she comes every, like, ninth, I'm like, oh, no, that's sad. But, she's, like, essentially, she's trying to convince Jeff to become a part of the, Glee team. And, of course, because they have a thing for each other, she pretty much, like, did this whole, like, sexy song bit to convince him. And, like, at the very end, she's just like, why did you... Like, she's talking in sort of weird baby doll voice, sort of, like, idiot. And she's like, who the fuck wrote this script?
I really don't like that Jeff and Britt always get it on, because it's, like, you can tell that Jeff kind of likes Annie and Annie likes it. It's just, like, there's a weird age thing that they can't...
I really want that to be, like, the ending. It's like, because, them to be together.
Yeah, it's because there's too much of an age difference, but, like, they're way more compatible.
No, it's more of the thing that she... Like, they do an episode on it where, like, it's not actually, like, brought up how much of a fucking desperate person she is for Jeff's attention, but, like, it's lightly brushed over in the episode.
Yeah.
For somebody else's feelings of somebody else. But, yeah. I'm just there, like, come on. Stop doing this. You've been teasing this since, like, fucking season finale of episode one. Season one.
I just love where they help him move into the apartment and Jeff's, like, with the Dean, like, singing that real bad song in the
Kiss
karaoke
from thing. A Rose, yeah. Ooh. I fucking love that song. It's so terrible. And he tweets it.
Kiss from a
Rose. Never.
I don't know lyrics.
I don't know. Then there's the Roxanne.
I'm out of vodka again.
Yeah. We've gone for like 25 minutes. We haven't even talked really about gaming or anything.
That's good.
We've been talking about Community a lot because I watched it.
I have a really cool idea. I'm not going to share it on the podcast.
It's like, I'm not going to tell it to you,
tell you about it like after the podcast. And if I did this, this would be a huge undertaking, and I don't even know if I could do it. But if I did, it'd be awesome.
You can do it.
No, I don't think I can. has a budget.
I believe that you can.
I believe I can fly.
I believe I can touch the sky. I believe I can fly. Also, Jamie Foxx is in the next Spider-Man movie.
Is he a black guy?
He's supposed to be playing Electro.
I know Electro, okay. I don't think.
He's the one... Electro was the electric one.
Didn't Jamie Foxx play a white guy in Kane and Lynch? Or was he in Kane and Lynch? He was in Kane and Lynch, right?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Kane and Lynch was a terrible series.
Yeah.
But, in the Spider-Man story, Shocker's the... No, Electro is the one with the green tights and that retarded yellow thing on top of the head. Oh, yeah,
you mean the homosexual Iron Man?
That's not homosexual Iron Man, that's Shocker.
Is it?
Shocker! yeah. Actually, I had an idea for, like, some sort of...
But you still went with the homosexual thing. No, homosexual no. Shocker?
That is... This Shocking. Is the reason... I back when I was like pushing trolleys, I was coming up with ideas of things that like I should do.
Sounds like drugs while pushing trolleys.
No, I came up with this idea. Like, if I was ever going to be good at animation, I'd make some sort of joke celebrity show that's about superheroes and supervillains of both, like, well, of any sort of comic series. And I had the idea that, like, sparks fly with the romance between Electro and Shocker. Like, they are gay.
Yeah, together. I don't know who either of those dudes are.
They're Spider-Man villains that both use electricity. That's why it was funny to me.
Yeah. So, does Spider-Man also get with the evil Spider-Man? Like, to get in the, yeah.
There's too many Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even joking. There's a clone of Spider-Man.
Yeah, no, I really hate enemies that literally are like a mirror of the other person.
Venom isn't a mirror, though.
No, not Venom. But, you know, they do it all the time in shows. And I think that's what the problem with DC is.
Hey, you know
it's
a great idea?
A lot of DC is like
a
that.
A lot of Zelda-like games? A dark version.
Yeah. Actually, Zelda has a dark enemy of you as well in a game.
Yeah, in the water
but,
temple.
But, like, DC, like, Superman and Green Lantern both have, like, a dark version of themselves. They're not
Green Lantern.
They're not the same person, but it's like a dark them.
See, in Green Lantern, it's kind of different because there's different cores. There's the green, the pink, the blue, red, orange, yellow.
You mean all the colors on the spectrum?
No, there's the aren't actually touched. Eh? It's like there's a teal, a fucking lavender. Just all these different things. There's not just pink, but salmon pink.
Without a doubt, lavender would, you know.
Lavender is actually the best core of them all.
They're all gay.
No, they're actually the best of them all.
Yeah, lavender.
Lavender! But they're all supposed to represent, like, an emotion as well.
That's green envy?
I don't fucking know.
Because if green's not envy, that doesn't make any sense.
I think it's, like, bravery, actually. Orange or red? No, orange is like rage or some shit.
Wouldn't red be rage?
I don't know. I don't fucking remember.
And orange would be vitamin C. Oh. That's not an emotion. But...
Yellow is fear.
Wouldn't black be fear?
No, black's death.
Oh, that makes sense.
Fear. White is life. Yeah. Which aren't emotions, but they're things. Anyways, you want more vodka?
I do. Even when we come back, it'll only be like another 10 minutes, probably.
What are you talking about, 10 minutes? Oh, shit, I really gotta show you that episode. Anyways. Break.
If we attack, yes. We will surely die. This river will run. We will surely die.
Good!
This river will run. Run red with the blood of Paul. The blood of
You heard having sex?
Nope.
That's pretty good. Like, he doesn't
have you
He hasn't like Reggie doesn't like come in with the beat straight away. Like, he just has He just has the drums or whatever. And then halfway through the songs, he just comes in with the beat, and it's so great. Like, he actually makes this sound. It's like, it's like better. And it's like, how the hell does he fit that into the song? It's crazy.
Because he's Reggie fucking Watts, man.
Oh, yeah, great thing about that party area that Travis was just talking about. Full reception. It's great.
Doubt it.
Hey?
Doubt it.
Mm. Well, maybe not on Optus, but on Telstra.
Probably not on Vodafone either.
I know Vodafone gets signal on the patio.
Yeah, I randomly am holding like Sims 3 right now.
Oh.
Should stop playing around with the case.
That's another thing I need to get off my bucket list. A Lollipop Chainsaw, Sims 3, and GoldenEye.
Lollipop, lollipop, ooh, lolly, 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 lollipop.
It just wasn't captivating enough.
I loved it.
I know you did. You finished it in like 2 days.
I haven't finished all the achievements. I still got to get ranked on each, like, just enter a score on each level.
I just get really bored with hack and slash.
And then I got to get all the collectibles. The problem is that I went through an entire level and I fucked up on one collectible.
That's enough to throw you out of any game.
Because you've done the level with the T-Pain zombie, haven't you?
Probably not.
The auto-tuned one?
I'll tell you where I just finished. I started the level just after What's-His-Face opened up the weird thing and sucked everyone into it. Which is like the third level, second level or something. The goth kid?
Fuck, you didn't get far, boy.
Yeah, no, that's what I was saying. It wasn't captivating.
Yeah, I fucking loved it so much. I played it like 3 times straight through.
You want to play mine for me?
No. No, because there's a problem.
And I shot him.
You got to spend so much time. Like, you got to play it through on hard, first off.
Yeah.
Then you got to play it through on the ranked stuff to actually get all the zombies. Because there's certain zombies you can only get when you're actually playing on ranked levels. Then you also need to get, like, a certain rank on all levels, which was a fucking pain in the ass. Like, a certain score. Managed that, which is how you get, like, a bunch of the costumes. And then I kind of do want to collect all the costumes, just so that I can be like, hey, I 100% of this.
You know, they need to make collectibles more worth your time. Like, Splatterhouse. I really liked those collectibles. They were some good collectibles.
He's talking about nudie pictures.
They were great collectibles. It's a great way to look at porn without actually going on the internet. And
it reminded me of Playboy a little bit, because Playboy actually do that sort of shit where, like, they will draw images of game characters naked. They actually have an Easter egg about it in Saints Row 3. Shaundy actually had a Playboy picture. And it's actually in like a bathroom stall around the Deckers HQ or something. You can actually find it. Now Julian's just going to be like, yeah, I got to see this just to see if Chris is lying to me.
You, I haven't played
you like fucking burned through
it.
That.
You I had a great time, but I don't know if I'll pick it up again.
Yeah, you burnt yourself is what I meant. Like, you really...
I burnt myself.
You burnt yourself out of it. Yeah. Like, that's what's wrong with, like, trying to get into a game nowadays. You, like, get really interested in it.
But I like that feeling. I like a feeling when I can burn a game and get all the achievements.
But when you don't...
Done.
Or just, like, you want to play a game again. And then you're like, I really did like this. Then you, like, realize... You know everything already. Like, you really know everything.
Like, Gears of War 3, burn through it. I like a game I can burn through, get probably 800 points, even if it has, like, some multiplayer achievements. Don't worry about the multiplayer. If I can get all single-player achievements, burn through it in a day or two, that's a great game for me.
Like, I burned through Halo 4, I felt. Like,
I did the same.
I didn't play much, but I felt like, you know, I've experienced enough of this.
I enjoyed it. I think I enjoyed Reach a little bit more, but I still liked it.
I liked Reach more, but it was really scatterbrained still.
Yeah.
A lot of the Halos get... Like, they're just scatterbrained, really. Even the first ones really scatter.
Yeah.
They don't, like, keep consistent. And then, like, Banjo-Tooie, like, trying to play through that, I can't fucking stomach it.
Yeah, no, me either.
It's a bad system. everyone's like,
it's,
you know,
a bad system, isn't it?
No, everyone's like, oh,
you just keep turning British, like, every time you get angry.
Like, they always go, you know, nuts and bolts is a shit.
It doesn't make any sense, does it?
Everyone says how nuts and bolts is a shit game. Tui. They try to pad everything. More eggs. Why? Oh, so you can solve all these puzzles in a different way. Not really interesting. Fucking, what else? Then they make the separation pad a stupid thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I've talked about, like, Banjo-Tooie has just bad design because, like, it causes everyone to backtrack so fucking much and all that sort of shit. And it really sucks because there's just one episode, one level that's really fucking good. The underwater one. You've done it, haven't you?
I think that's the last one I've passed. It took me ages to get into it because I got trapped. And then when I figured out how to get past that bit...
Like, the bit where you got to get Mumbo even. And he, like, oxygen into the water.
That's not where I got stuck. I got stuck at the bit where I didn't know you could get past the tentacle thing by freezing it or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know how, like, Mumbo can, like... Oh, that level. Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about the same level.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a fucking
That's
great
where I
level.
Got stuck and stopped playing.
That's a fucking great level. It actually has different... Like, a different feel to it. It actually feels like they've gone, okay, a level with ideas.
The level that I'm on now, I think it's the level directly after that, or something like that. It's the one where it's half ice, half...
I haven't got to the next one.
Half ice, half volcano. It's an alright level, but it's a little irritating. It's a lot of, become this...
All the levels are irritating.
It's a lot... This is what I don't like about Banjo-Tooie. This whole level is pretty much, start here, go all the way over here... To get some sort of weird feature that you need, like separation or some shit. You have to do something, and then you have to go all the way back over to the other side to get something. Like, it's a lot of running across.
No, that's the carnival. Hey? Where you get separation from.
No, you don't get the power. I mean, you have to use it. There's a lot of traveling across to get, like, there's not a lot of convenience.
Yeah, the separation thing was a really fucking stupid idea. Used only once really good so far, in my opinion, which was, the shock pads, without Banjo on them, Kazooie jumps higher.
Yeah.
I like that. But they don't, like, they've just ruined the idea of this. Like, when you originally separate, you don't have any attacking moves. Great, so what am I supposed to do? Well, you gotta unlock them. You gotta find enough notes to actually unlock it. Then, you can't just go over to the molehill. You've actually got to go to, like, the fucking... You got to go as, like, a separated Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah.
You can't just learn it. That's a bad idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to fish for you to say, yeah, it's a bad idea, it's a bad idea.
Overall, the game is not as fun.
And people saying Banjo-Kazooie nuts and bolts is shit. It's like, no.
Yeah, that's just typical nostalgia fags. I don't even like using that word, but they really are. It's just like... You think something was good, and you're going to judge the new thing off that, but really, go back and play it. You'll find it does not hold up.
Bad Banjo.
Like, Banjo 1 doesn't even hold up as well. Like, it's great. The first 5 levels, you fly through, but it doesn't hold up as well as today's standards. If it was made today, it would not hold up.
I like Banjo Kazooie 1 so much. Is because they're all endearing characters.
No, it's a great game, but if they made the exact same game now, it'd be shit.
Even
things
Donkey
have
Kong
to be changed.
64, they'd be like, no. That's...
It would have to be different.
Yeah.
Not by much. Because that's typical Rare style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, visually, you'd have to improve it. But
yeah,
like...
things would have to change with those games, mate. Like, because
mainly
of the
visually.
The one thumbstick that... Like, a lot of the gameplay function was designed...
fucking C buttons.
It was designed off Nintendo's weird-ass controller. So, yeah.
Yeah, I saw an image of, like, a straightened-out Nintendo controller, like, a third-party one. Essentially what they did... I'll use this as an example. So, now holding a regular Xbox 360 controller... So, it's kind of like just a straight, like, sort of ovalish sort of thing, except there's a dip down there, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
they have
the inside of one.
Yeah.
The circuit board.
Yeah, they've got, like, the AB there, and then the C buttons up there, and then the analog stick there, and then the D-pad up there. And somebody's like, that's a disgusting thing. It's like, no, that's actually how we should have had these things. Like, the Nintendo 64 controller is just designed bad.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't overly bad, but it should have had two joysticks and the D-pad. You had to take your whole hand off just to use the D-pad.
Yeah, no, it was designed...
You should never have to take your hand off to use a button.
Yeah, it was designed so you actually had to change where your hands were positioned. But the thing is, you had to position your hands at a place where it wasn't actually comfortable anyways.
That's why...
Because you constantly needed that deep...
That's why the Xbox controller is better than the Xbox original controller. Mm. Because to use the black and white button, you used to have to remove your hand back to press them. Now you got the bumpers.
Yeah.
You know, if something doesn't work, if you have to move your hands...
I still like the look of the Duke. It had some character to it.
Yeah, but it's not comfortable to play.
I've used the Duke once.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to have it. We don't anymore. Yeah, no, we had a Duke because we got a first generation, I think.
Yeah, the Duke was above, wasn't it?
What?
The Duke was like the black and white above, wasn't it? Like the Duke's black and white was above the face.
Yeah, it was above the A, B, Y, and X. Yeah,
the face buttons.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, because the Xbox a big W.
Didn't they bring out a Duke for the 360, like, limited, or someone make that?
Somebody made it for the 10th year anniversary.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was, like, anniversary, some sort of shit.
Yeah. Anyway, I should wrap up. Oh, shit, I kicked my mic, and it's still falling. It's fell.
I love my mic. Anyways, yeah.
Yeah, so,
I know, it was great being back here.
Yeah, it's good.
We need to have more fucking... This year, we need to, like, get more shit sorted out, though, like...
More guest.
Mm,
bigger, better podcast 2013.
Not only versus... that, but we just need to do more shit. Like, versus... we have a fucking... we have a channel on YouTube that we don't put
in. And we have the WooberCast.com, which is not all that related to the actual podcast. It's more for the Woober game that I'm making.
Yeah. And the game. How is the game going?
I haven't worked on it. I actually made the Christmas zombie game that was up.
I didn't play that.
Yeah, I accidentally uploaded a version without the icon and the F5, F6 saving turned off. So that I had the next day when I woke up, I realized that I had to upload another version. It's okay, I think Lucas is the only one that downloaded it, and then he just downloaded the new one anyway.
Yeah. I don't know, I was going to play it.
Yeah, it's not like super crazy. Don't expect, like, you know, Black Ops Zombies. It's not like that.
Turns out to be Battle.
It's actually, I did something in it that you probably would be annoyed at. Late at night, when, like, the sun goes down, the zombies speed up a little bit.
Yeah.
When morning comes, they slow down again.
Yeah, in Dead Rising, that happens as well. When the sun goes down, they're actually more dangerous. It made me really afraid of playing Dead Rising.
The only reason I did that is because I noticed it was very linear, and it was like, okay, nothing's happening for, like, you know, if they stay at the speed, it's boring. Like, if they speed up at some point just randomly, it scares the shit out of you, and you're like, oh, fuck, you know, you get trapped behind a tree or something.
Oh, the zombie episode of Community.
Yeah, that was the Lady Gaga thing I was referencing earlier.
I love that. Then, like, in season 3's Halloween, they're like, the Dean got free taco meat off the military. I was like, maybe another zombie outbreak.
Yeah.
Zombie outbreak.
Yeah, I like how they didn't actually just do a typical cop-out of, it never happened. Like, it did happen. They just had an explanation for
it. Yeah, like, they actually cured them. I'm like, wow. Yeah. I thought this was going to be it never happened episode.
I like the zombie Jeff still just texting.
Yeah, then, like, when he's corrected. Like, it's such a subtle change when he's actually corrected.
Hey?
Like, when he's, like, de-zombifying, it's, like, such a slight notice. Like, you never... It's like Rust. You don't actually notice how, like, he changes back at all.
Yeah.
Like, just all of a sudden you see him and he's, like, all good.
Yeah.
No was, bro. No was. No was. No was. No was. No was. Was. Fucking hate that word.
What's that, I'm just trying to think of stuff. Oh, it's like everyone thinks they're the special one that can survive the bite. And it turns out they're all bitten because of it. I love that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I thought I was special. I've been bitten for 10 minutes and I haven't changed at all. You gotta watch more Community.
Yeah, I'll try. Because
it's coming back.
Yeah, I'll try to get back into it. I actually waited for season 2 to finish before I watched it. I don't like not knowing what happened to this, like, yeah, the at the end.
Nah, I love watching that shit weekly.
I hate it. Hate watching everything weekly.
Nah, I get all obsessed about it.
I like devoting a whole day to stuff.
It's like with Walking Dead, how it's coming back in February.
And you know I'm not going to watch it till it's done. Mm. Unless Andrew downloads the episodes one by one and gives them to me.
Yeah. Well, I'm already annoyed that I know that Daryl's alive.
It's my brother.
It's my brother.
It's funny because... after Andrew watched it, we kept like going back and forth with things that we noticed. Like Daryl's always just, always doing the, we gotta go back for him, like the round mouth thing. And Rick's always doing the broken up words thing when he gets angry, like, we got to go back for him. We got to go back.
And when like he's getting down, like when he's getting emotionally broken, he always has like the same look. He like always looks down on the ground. He's like, what?
And Dale.
Can't, yeah.
The face.
Dale's just like, I don't know why you did that.
Yeah.
You had sex with Audrey? Why would you do that?
Anyway.
Oh, no. There's no one named Audrey. It's like a mixture of Andrea and Laurie.
Yeah.
Shane thinking, still ticked hers off.
Yeah, no, you're thinking of Maggie, actually. Isn't that's what he's saying that to Glenn?
Oh yeah, Maggie. He's like, no. I was just making a joke. That's what he would have said to Shane. It's like, oh,
okay, you had no, but he actually did Laurie? That. He actually did why that in the show, though. That?
Oh yeah,
he did that like, to Glenn. He's why like, would you slept with her? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, we are guests in their house. Why would you do that?
Anyway, that's good. Let's wrap up.
I gotta ask you, short round. Did you like it though?
Plugs.
I wonder when they're gonna have their baby.
Who?
Glenn and
they have one in the show.
They have one in the comic series, so
yeah.
Hopefully they do that. Then again, I don't really want everything from the comics to be the same because, well, one, Daryl doesn't exist.
Plugs.
Plugs. I have no plugs.
Plugs.
Oh, wait, I have one plug for you. It's up in my bum. Ba-da-da-bum.
Bum. Butt plug.
That works so well.
I got this
plug for you. It's up in my bum. Ba-da-da-bum.
Wubercast.com.
Where I don't post anything, neither does Julian.
I post some stuff. Actually, there's a blog section of it that goes to... Blogger. Everything I write on Blogger goes to the Wubercast.com blogs.
Really?
Well, yeah, that's good for Batman.
YouTube, Wubercast on that. Twitter, @ Wubercast.
Well, which really, we don't post anything.
Get really inventive with these names. And there's something else. I'll go check out YouTube, Wobble Scoff. There's a new video.
I love Age of that. Kings. The Age of Kings.
It's an so Age River of two
will
song.
Run word.
Yeah.
River
will
run red.
It could have been better, but I really wanted to get it up. That's what she's... no, I don't know. What?
It's manifesting itself.
Yeah, I would have been over here earlier as well, but...
Yeah.
Carl was dead.
Anyway, so that's the plugs. Go check out some of those things that I've said. Chris doesn't have any plugs, he said. And now he's taken off the little fluffy thing off the mic and he's talking into it directly. That's probably what that real gay sound is. He's breathing heavily right into it.
It sounds like a fucking truck like crashing or something where it's like,
burning. You're breaking up. Anyway,
I want to say goodbye to you. The goodbye that I raped you. To you.
Destroy the most sacred site is a holy land.